For nearly 2,000 years, one question lingered in the hearts of the faithful. Where did the Mother of God live after Christ ascended into heaven? Where did she spend the final days on earth? The answer was hidden, lost to time, until one woman, moved by faith and devotion, set out to find it. What she discovered would astonish the world and reveal a sacred place that still draws millions of souls today. For centuries, Christians wondered about the home of the Blessed Virgin Mary after the life of Jesus, but no one knew where her house truly stood. That began to change through the life of a French nun, Sister Marie de Mandon-Ganzi, raised in a noble faith-filled family. She gave her life to God and joined the Daughters of Charity, dedicating herself to the poor and the forgotten. She cared for orphans, taught young girls, and spent everything she had to provide for those in need, choosing a life of sacrifice and love. Her first assignment was at a French orphanage, where she, along with six other sisters, cared for 55 orphans. They ran a sewing workshop for 60 girls, some of whom came from the local town to join the resident girls. Many of the children had lice and scurvy, from malnutrition and from living in unsanitary conditions. Her devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary was deep and unwavering. She taught others to stay close to Mary, to live with purity, and to protect their faith in a world full of trials. She then responded to Pope Leo XIII's call for French missionaries to help in the Middle East. In 1886, she was assigned to a French hospital in Smyrna, present-day Turkey. After finding the hospital in a deplorable condition, she again used her own funds to make improvements for the patients and staff, where she lived in poverty. There, while serving both Christians and Muslims in humility, she encountered the writings of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, who described in detail the hidden home of the Virgin Mary near Ephesus. Convinced that this was no coincidence, Sister Marie urged others to search. Guided only by these descriptions, a small group set out in 1891. After a difficult journey, they found something remarkable: ancient ruins on a quiet mountainside, matching the vision with striking accuracy. With determination and trust in God, Sister Marie secured the land and oversaw its restoration. What was once forgotten became a place of prayer, a home once again worthy of the Mother of God. She lived the rest of her life in humility and service, never seeking recognition, only to honor Christ and His Mother. Today, that sacred place stands as one of the most beloved pilgrimage sites in the world, visited by millions who come seeking peace, grace, and a deeper connection to heaven.